Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But right now, we're going to go back. We're going to talk some NBA basketball with Sean Hyken, covers the league for Bleacher Report. Sean, thanks for giving us a couple minutes, man. How you doing here on a Friday morning?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
You know what? I'm doing okay. I was really excited. Obviously, we're getting basketball back, but then I remember it's going to be about 2 months before we get basketball back. First things first, what do you think about the playoff format? 22 teams, only 9, of course, in the East with the Washington Wizards getting in. But first things first, what are your thoughts on 22 teams going to Orlando in the bubble? Too many, too little? What do you think?
I think it's a little bit too many just in terms of what they were trying to do. I mean, they were trying to strike a balance where having all 30 teams was not going to be realistic because of the safety concerns, and also what would be the point of bringing the Knicks or the Hawks or the Warriors or something into the bubble and have them basically play exhibition games? But you also, I mean, from a safety standpoint, what they probably should have done is just bring the 16 current playoff teams in there and have them start at the playoffs. But you can't go straight from zero to the playoffs. You need to have some regular season games. And I think they wanted to give some of those teams like New Orleans, Portland, and some of those teams in the bubble a chance to actually get back in the mix a little bit, especially with some of the stars on some of those teams.
Right.
But I think you could have done 20. I don't know if you needed 22. Washington is not really does not have a realistic chance of really doing anything.
Right. I really don't understand the Wizards getting in, but it is what it is. Do you think that some guys are going to sit out? You know, we heard Damian Lillard a couple weeks back saying he didn't know if he wanted to return, if they weren't going to be in the playoff picture. Carmelo Anthony even coming out saying that he doesn't know. And then we see that report, you know, 45 to 50 guys calling each other like, man, do you really even want to do this? Do you think some guys are going to sit out?
I think you might maybe see a few lower-level guys sit out. I wouldn't really be too worried about Damian Lillard or guys of that ilk sitting out. If you'll remember, the week that they shut the season down, before they actually shut it down, when they were just talking about maybe we're going to play games with no fans, somebody asked LeBron about it, and LeBron said, I'm not going to play if there's no fans. And then the next day, he walked it back pretty quickly, where I think what probably happened was Adam Silver called him up, and he was just like, no, you're going to play if there's no fans.
Right.
So the guys like LeBron or, you know, Damian Lillard or guys at that level, I think they're going to play. But you might see, I think Joe Ingles on the Jazz has already said that because he's from Australia and he's kind of seen, you know, he has family over there, and he kind of doesn't really feel like doing it. So I think you might see guys at that level maybe not playing. But as far as the big names go, I think you're going to see all the big guys be playing.
Are you worried about the product at all, what it's going to look like? I mean, no fans in attendance. We were talking with Brian Scalabrine last week, and he's like, you know what's going to be crazy is just hearing the trash talk. I don't know how they're going to get rid of that. But as far as the product goes, I saw a report like Luka just got back to the United States, and he put on a little bit of weight. Like, I put on like 15 pounds since we've been quarantining. So do you worry at all? I mean, you brought up that obviously you got to play some regular season games because you can't just throw these guys into playoff action. I think of the finals last year when Durant had been out about a month and then goes into a finals game and injures himself in the first half. So I worry about that. Do you think the product's going to be any good?
It's definitely going to be worse than it would be normally. If you think about the Durant example is a good one, and there are definitely some guys who are coming off of injuries who are going to maybe risk getting re-injured. But the bigger comparison for me is going to be the last two lockout years, and especially which are 1999 and 2011, and especially 1999, where they played a 50-game season in 3 months, and guys, like, remember Sean Kemp legendarily came in way out of shape, and it was just a disaster on a lot of levels. They're playing back-to-back-to-backs, and I think this is not going to be quite as crazy as that, but I don't know. What's going to be interesting is guys have different levels of ability to stay in shape during this pandemic, because, I mean, I think it's really easy for people to think, oh, all these NBA players are millionaires. They all have gyms at their house.
Right.
I mean, did you watch that the horse competition a few months ago they had on ESPN? Like, Mike Conley has had a couple of max contracts in the NBA, so he has a fully air-conditioned, fully regulation-style gym at his house, because he's made enough money in the league at this point that he can afford to do that. But Trae Young, he's still on that rookie contract. He's still shooting outside in his parents' driveway. So I think you're going to see a lot of guys more like a lot of these players don't have as much money as you think they do, just because a lot of them don't make the max level money. So you're going to see a lot of guys who maybe haven't had as much access to that kind of equipment over this entire pandemic that you would think that they would. And so you're going to see some guys maybe not be in as good of shape as you would think they would be.
Well, that's a great point right there. I'm friends with Ellie Quigley, and she was just shooting in her driveway, and she's taking on Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And then you look at his court, and I was joking with her about that. You know, Giannis did a conference call like a month back. Now it's been about 2 months. He doesn't even have a hoop. He wasn't even getting shots up. So that is what I worry about, man, is these guys aren't even working out. I mean, they're working out, but they're not shooting. They're not getting shots up. So that's kind
that
of
surprises me that Giannis doesn't have a court, because he's a guy that's made enough money that he probably could.
I know. So when you look at the playoffs, you know, I think that there's really four, you can maybe argue five contenders. Again, we had Brian Scalabrine on. He's doing work for radio.com now, and he said two teams that could maybe surprise some people are the Rockets in this format, but I worry about them. They don't have a rim protector. And then he brought up the Philadelphia 76ers, because if you take away home court advantage, I mean, they really can't win outside of Philly. Is there any teams that you think could sneak up and maybe surprise anybody in these playoffs?
The Rockets are the one that has been coming to mind for me, and the reason for that is, and I agree with you, there's definitely some concerns about them not really having a rim protector.
Yeah.
But I mean, they had been playing very well with this new small lineup after they did the Capella trade at the deadline. The reason that the Rockets are interesting to me as far as a team that maybe could surprise some people are, if you look at what's happened with James Harden the last few years, he puts up these incredible video game numbers in the regular season. And he doesn't take any games off. He plays a ton of minutes. He has this huge load in the regular season. And then by the playoffs, he kind of burns out and wears down a little bit, and then they fall short in the playoffs. Now you've got him with pretty much full rest. He will have not played in 4 months by the time this season is back on track. And so this is going to be as close to a fully rested playoff James Harden as we're ever going to get. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree right there. We're talking with Sean Hyken. He covers the NBA for Bleacher Report. In the Eastern Conference, I mean, we're Bucks fans, so we really want the NBA back, because this is our year. And next year, I worry, because the Nets are going to get better, because Kevin Durant will be back, Kyrie will be healthy, and we'll see what free agency even looks like, man, or when that even takes place. As far as the Eastern Conference, who do you think could give the Bucks the biggest threat? Is it a team like Philly? Is it still Toronto, even without Kawhi, with what Siakam's look like this year? Who do you think?
I've been huge on Toronto this whole season, and I even said before the season started that I still think Toronto has a chance to win the East even with Kawhi gone, because, I mean, the thing about the Raptors is it's not like last year it was all Kawhi, and Kawhi missed so much of the season with the different load management things they were doing during the year, so it's not like those teams... It's not like those other players on the Raptors, when Kawhi is out, they just don't know what to do. They have a ton of experience playing without him. And with the leap that Siakam had taken, and that team is so well coached and is so deep, and other guys have been stepping up, Toronto's a team that's really interesting to me. I would still have the Bucks as the front runner in the East, but out of those other teams that are kind of in that same tier, Toronto is the most interesting one to me.
Yeah, and then you look out west, and everybody's predictions are pretty much the same. It's either the Clippers or the Lakers. Is there any team? Yeah, no, you brought up the Rockets, and they're kind of interesting, but do you believe that it comes down to the Lakers and Clippers? And if so, who do you think's the better team? Who do you think represents the West in the finals this year?
Well, Denver's also one that's interesting, and I don't know if you saw those photos of what Nikola Jokic looks like.
Yeah,
now.
He's like 190 pounds now, Sean. He lost like a whole person.
You were talking about Luka maybe supposedly not being in great shape.
Yeah.
If Jokic is in the kind of shape that we've seen him in those pictures, and it makes and he's still as effective as he is when he's a little bit heavier like he normally is, that's going to be kind of dangerous. As far as which, honestly, I know people ask me this all the time last week or so when now that we know that the league is going to be back, I honestly have no idea. Just like that's going to sound like a cop out answer, but just because we don't know what kind of shape anybody's going to be in, we don't know who is going to be. We don't know how this is going to benefit. We just don't. Like this is kind of an outlier season as far as predicting anything. I realize it's a cop out, but I don't really have anything that I can be like, confident saying. Oh, I think this team is definitely better than this team.
I mean, it makes perfect sense as far as like end of the season awards. If you had a vote for the MVP, would you go Giannis or LeBron? Because I mean, it was Giannis all year, and then LeBron really went on a stretch those last 2 weeks. Lakers beat the Bucks, and then all the conversation, especially on ESPN, on Get Up, and all those shows, was LeBron's the MVP of the league. If you're voting for the MVP today, who would you have went with, Giannis or LeBron?
I've been Giannis the whole time, and I'm not really changing it at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Sean, thanks so much. Hope to talk again when the playoffs are back and we have actual basketball to break down. Appreciate you giving us a couple minutes today, buddy.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks, man. Take care. That's Sean Hyken. You can follow his work. He's over on Bleacher Report, covers the NBA. Used to cover the Chicago Bulls when I was an intern out in Chicago. Met him, does really good work. You can check him out at Bleacher Report. Also does a podcast. Feel free to comment. You can follow that on Twitter as well. So tough to predict the NBA playoffs this year because of the long layoff, because we don't really know what the product is going to look like with all these teams taking some time off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.